The special meeting of the City Council on Tuesday was centered around the city's comprehensive plan, which has been under a lengthy review process. Representatives from the DeAndrea property along Crescent Avenue and the Saratoga National Golf Club focused on proposed changes related to the zoning laws that regulate development in the city's so-called Greenbelt. The representatives from Saratoga National argued for their expansion, which as part of a proposed resort overlay district would allow it to build a 100-room hotel, a spa, residential units, trails, an indoor practice facility, and other amenities. The golf course expansion was the subject of a forum organized by the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce earlier this month. Many of that meeting's arguments were echoed before the City Council Tuesday. Michael Tuohy, an attorney representing Saratoga National, warned that if the new comprehensive plan does not allow the proposed zoning changes, the city would miss out on its chance to preserve 93% of Saratoga National's available property as green space.
This is the roadblock right here. If we are not given the opportunity to get into the resort overlay district, then this stops forever. That land stays the way it is. People don't get to use the land. The economic benefits do not flow to the community. You can go on out there and play golf, and that's a lovely thing. But the downside, I don't believe, is substantial to the city.
Earlier Tuesday, a meeting of the Professional Golfers Association of America was held in Saratoga Springs. Officials voiced their support for an expansion of Saratoga National. Saratoga National CEO Tom Newkirk came before the city council armed with letters of support from the community and the PGA for the expansion.
We got letters of support from three or four downtown businesses, letters of support from the golf community. There's a letter from the president of the PGA that talks about resort development and what that means for the continuation and long-term health of the golf business. And there's letters of support from our customers.
Newkirk continued to argue that unless the city works with private investors to improve its resort amenities, competition will drive tourists elsewhere.
City of Schenectady grants the Glessy Group $9 million in tax abatement to build their casino. That's what we're up against. You've got city governments providing economic support for our competition. The decision will permanently protect 378 acres of the Greenbelt. Right now, that's rural residential zoning. My argument is we're really creating the Greenbelt.
But unlike the Chamber Forum, when Sustainable Saratoga refused an invitation, the organization was present at the City Council meeting to voice its opposition to the plans to alter the zoning laws regarding the Greenbelt. Sustainable Saratoga Chair Harry Moran.
Contrary to some recent assertions, is anti-development. We believe that the city has largely gotten it right over the last four decades, and we believe that we should stick to the vision that got us here, very much including the protections to the Greenbelt and keeping the boundaries of the Conservation Development District.
The golf club is proposing a conservation easement on its property as part of its expansion plans, arguing that current zoning would make it possible for unattractive residential development. Sustainable Saratoga board member Tom Denny brought his own figures disputing some of the golf club's maps where housing could be located, which he estimated was between 230 and 240 acres.
This is a totally idealized version, but that's a 75-acre plot of land, and it includes the highest land on the property, I believe, which is up at the clubhouse. So that, I think, is a little more realistic of where the 70 or 90 homes would be clustered after a conservation analysis under current zoning.
Members of the public were also allowed to comment. Patrick Pepino, owner of Ben & Jerry's downtown, said he and other businesses are supportive of Saratoga National's plans to expand.
We're all very, very excited about the possibility of adding another world-class attraction to our current lineup of attractions.
Teresa Capozzola argued that the city's past limiting of development in the Greenbelt has allowed it to strengthen its urban center. She cautioned the city against making changes that would be difficult to reverse.
The opportunity for you to say no later on is extremely small because these things will be an allowable use once the comp plan changes and once the zoning changes.
The City Council will continue discussions on the comprehensive plan at its scheduled meeting next Tuesday. For WAMC News, I'm Lucas Willard.